Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul. Oh, and none other than Apostle J and Minister Onus. Hey, Onus, how you doing tonight?
Happy Monday evening. Happy Monday evening. How are you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless, bless, bless. Bless and holly, favor of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It's saying something when you know where exactly where you are. You say blessed and highly favored.
Come on, amen. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God, amen. Oh, we're gonna have an awesome show tonight. I just want to catch up with everybody. Just say Happy Independence Day, even though we know that true independence came when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When
Amen.
Our Redeemer, hallelujah, came on the scene, glory to God, made a way, hallelujah, for all of us to be saved. So praise God. Amen. We celebrate, praise God, today. Amen. Our freedoms in this world, praise God, amen. But, praise God, ultimately, praise God, y'all know that this show is rooted, amen, in the word of God. So we just want to bless God today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Free indeed, amen. We're going to talk about a little later on in the show. We're going to play some good music. Amen. I'm going to fellowship a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Me and my sis going to fellowship a little bit. Later on in the show, we're going to get in the Word of God, which is going to be coming from Colossians 3 and 15. Amen. Why worry?
Amen.
Why worry? We're going to talk about that worry. We're going to talk about that anxiety today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we all know, praise God, that any answer we need, we can get it out of the Word of God. He is our problem.
It's in God.
Come on.
It's in God.
He is
it's
the
in God.
Answer. He is the answer. Hallelujah. So, before we continue on, I'm going to play a little of my music. This song right here is called Joy to Be, and we will be right back.
Amen.
Amen.
Souls that fall.
Yes, it does.
Jesus. set the captain free. Oh, set the captain free, captain free. My Jesus is the joy to me.
Welcome back, welcome back. Amen. Jesus is a joy to be. Amen.
Amen.
He's the one that set the captives free. Praise God. I was talking to someone on this week on this about my music. They say, we never heard your music. Lord, you know, Lord works in mysterious ways. Praise God. Amen. I need to start playing my music again. Praise God.
Amen.
Using it for ministry. Hallelujah.
Stir up the gift. Yes.
Come on. I know that's right. Hallelujah. So,
and it said your gift will make room for you.
Make room. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to get into prayer because I don't want, to continue on without through the show without praying. Giving glory and honor to God. If it's okay, Minister, do you want to pray for us tonight?
Oh, yes. Father God, we come before you this evening, Father God, with humble hearts and humble minds, Father God. Father God, we come before you this evening as your humble servants, Father God, asking for your blessings, thanking you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, thanking us for our reasonable health and portion, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you forevermore. Hallelujah. We thank you for watching over us, Father God. We thank you for covering us with your blood. And Father God, we thank you for salvation and deliverance, Father God. We thank you for sound mind and body. And Father God, we just forever and ever be thankful for you. Father God, we thank you for your angels encamped around us, watching us day in and day and night. We thank you for your loving arms of kindness that are continuously wrapped around us, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you for being a light unto our feet and unto our path, Father God, leading and guiding us in the right direction, Father God, giving us a mind to be more Christ-like, Father God. And Father God, in these perilous times, Father God, we thank you for your throne being open for us to come before you with anything, Father God, anything. Say, Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Father God,
hallelujah.
Know that whatever our needs may be, you will and have supplied, Father God. We thank you for no lacking in God, Father God. We thank you. We thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you forevermore, Father God. We thank you for having a hedge built around us, Father God.
Yes,
protecting
yes,
us from all hurt, harm,
yes,
and danger from the wills of the enemy, Father God. And we just thank you for having a sound mind, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, and all these things
thank
we
you.
Ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, amen and amen. Oh, awesome prayer, praise God. We give glory and honor to God, amen, tonight for all of his many blessings, all his miracles, praise God. And
yes.
We can say amen just because we're able to be here at 7 o'clock proves that God is able. Amen. So much
yes,
happening in
yes,
the world
yes.
today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But God is yet showing himself strong in our lives. We can say we're still here. Hallelujah.
Still here.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Amen. So tonight, praise God. Amen. We're going to be talking about when you are worried. Before we get into the word, I just want to, just take some time to talk to you a little bit, because sometimes we allow our worries to overtake us, overtake our trust in God, overtake our mind, overtake our time. We can't enjoy life. We can't enjoy our families because we're so bogged down with worry. We're thinking about tomorrow. We're thinking about stuff that we have no control over. And I want to encourage you to allow God to lift that burden off of your life. And just by saying that he's in full control. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you view it, God is still in full control. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And you wanna make sure, see, the enemy, y'all know I always say it, he's slick and he's cunning. And you so caught up with the cares of the world so you don't have time to praise God. You don't have, you so depressed and you so, you know, caught up, and what did it say, tied up and tangled up in the cares of this world that you are not about your Father's business. Well,
that's so
we want to go through the word today. I'm going to let Ms. Onsa talk a little bit. Then we're going to dive into the word and see how God tells us to handle this very thing. Amen. What you want to say?
Amen.
While
you were talking, I thought about, you know, they say that certain drugs are strongholds or open doors for other drugs to follow.
Yeah,
worry
gateway.
Is like a toehold that the devil gets a toehold, and he brings in depression, oppression, anger, bitterness, regret. He started this when you start worrying, oh, why I didn't do this? Why they say that? Why they, and you know, and it just, it's like a snowball going downhill that gets faster and bigger, and it adds everything in its path. It just consumes.
Yeah,
and you become so consumed. You can't sleep.
Yeah.
You can't eat. You can't. You know, you just, I'm depressed, I can't think. You start being vexation of spirit. All these other things come and they're major distractions.
Yeah.
And when you're distraction, you cannot focus on God. He said, I will lift up my head, lift up my eyes unto the hill, from which cometh my help. If you're
down,
and your shoulders bent over with all these negative things, you can't lift up your eyes. But if you're in a moment, if you could just give it to God for just a moment and allow him to just lift your head up just a millisecond. And just see that the sun will shine through, that the sun will come through the clouds. All hope is not gone. Our hope is in God. When you worry, you take your hope from God and you transfer it to other areas, medication, doctors, naysayer friends, you know, drugs. That's what worry is, a gateway to other, you know, things that can consume you and take your eyes off of God.
Off God. That's right. You know, and we're going to go over a couple of scriptures tonight, praise God. I thank God for Minister Onis because the words that you speak, praise God, amen, and bring a soothing to your spirit. If you can grasp the fact, praise God, that God has you. See, the enemy don't want you to believe that God is taking care of you. The enemy don't want you to believe that. Amen.
That's
so we're going to go to the word tonight, and we're going to show you what he has to say about it, praise God.
I'm going to break a couple of verses
for you, and hopefully I won't forget it. I'll put these verses on Facebook as well for those that listen on there. But the first scripture we're starting off tonight with is Colossians 3:15. Then we're going to go to 1 Peter 5:7. That's a powerful one right there. Amen. Then we're going to go over to Philippians 4:19, and then Romans 8 and 6. Because I wanted to take our time tonight, because sometimes we rush and we just trying to get, you know, talk on through it. But it's a lot of people right now that's dealing with some stuff. Come on.
Yes.
And I know we go to church and we hear, we get preached happy, you know, and ain't nothing wrong with that. But I dare you to open that word. When the pastor gives you the word, open that word at home. Open that word at home and refresh your mind on how good God is. Amen?
Amen.
So Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. To thee which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And y'all know I'm gonna go through that verse piece by piece, because, you know, a lot of times we just gloss over stuff. I don't like the gloss. Amen.
We are in
crusade week with the Eagles. Praise God. I'm doing at the Apostles table on Sunday mornings. Praise God. So I'm hoping that y'all can tune in for that as well. We are talking about repentance and all that good stuff. Amen. Getting ourselves our houses clean. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at it. It says, let the peace, and I always look at what's written. It says, let the peace. Because sometimes we are not allowing the peace of God to saturate our lives. We are entertaining the enemy. We are in a verbal warfare with the enemy. We are in a fleshly warfare with the enemy. But this scripture is telling us, let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let it rule. Let it take over.
Well,
sit back, relax, and allow the peace of God, come on, to tear down everything that the enemy is throwing into your life. Some of us don't understand the power of peace. Peace is a weapon. Come on. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Peace.
Amen.
When you allow the peace of God to rule in your heart, then the enemy can't take you on all kinds of rides. He can't get you all upset to where you got to repent later. He can't flip your household upside down and rip your relationships apart and all that. When you allow the peace of God to rule your what? It didn't say your life. It says your heart. The word of God talks about the heart and how deceitful the heart is. And the heart has to be given over to God. You have to give your emotions and all of that over to God so that it won't run or ruin your life. I hear people testify all the time, oh, I almost lost my mind. And they'll tell you why. It's because when things hit your life, sometimes your heart take over before the peace of God take over. Come on, amen.
That's it.
And before you know, but then when you start praying and you start worshiping, then the peace of God begins to fill your heart, glory to God, and you forget what you was worried about. You know that it's in God's hands. Come on, amen.
That is.
You have to allow. I'm going to say that, I know you, but I'm hoping y'all get that word that I just said, allow. You have to allow the peace of God to rule. Let's look at that word, rule. My God, rule. That means to control. That means to have authority. Come on. Amen. In your heart. See, we gotta really take an evaluation of who's in control of our heart. Who is on the throne?
Well,
and sometimes I'm going to do this because I want to, because I felt like it, because so-and-so said it, because so-and-so tried it. But he's telling you in this scripture right here, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, amen, that he wants his peace to rule your heart.
Yes.
My God. He wants his peace to rule, to have authority. That's what I'm telling y'all. Tonight I want to minister to your spirit. I want you to, if you want to put it on your refrigerator, just put peace on there. You don't have to put no words around it, because when you understand how powerful peace is, come on, the enemy will be coming against you. And when you have settled and said, I got peace, You won't disturb my peace. You can't take
my peace
that I have. The world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. When you begin to accept and allow the authority of God, oh, my God, hallelujah, to take control, amen, of your heart, it's a lot of things in this life, in this world, that you won't put up with. My God.
That's true.
Hallelujah.
That is so true.
My God. My God.
So
what
true.
What do you want to say about Minister Onus before I go to the next part of this scripture?
He said, I give you a peace that will surpass all understanding.
Come on here.
The God is above all our understanding. And if you just, he said, if you just keep your mind stayed on me, not to the left, not to the right, but like they put blinders on the horse. You know, I'm just looking, I got my eye on the prize. And what is my prize? My prize is eternal life. My prize is peace in God.
Yeah,
gotta have peace. If you could bottle it up and sell it, oh my God, you would have wealth unknown. But this is something that money can't buy.
Cannot buy. Come on.
You can only get it one way, and that's going to the Father. Opening up your heart. First of all, you got to humble your heart. Clear your mind and humble your heart. Go before God. As he said, no good thing will I withhold from you. Open up your heart. God, give me some peace. I need some peace in this hour. I need some peace in this situation. I need you. God is peace. He is love. He's everything that you'll ever need. But you got to what? Open up your heart.
Come on, give it to God.
Let carry a lot of weight. Pastor say, put some weight on it. Let. He gives us free will.
That is. I was just going to say that. We have, and a lot of times we think, and I was talking about this Sunday, a lot of times we think God going to crack open the sky, come down here and force himself. No, he's not. He's not going to force you to accept his peace. Come on. But he's letting you know the peace, the things that you need is right there.
It
takes is you letting him do it. Let him carry it for you. Let him. Which brings, let's go. Let's go into the next part of this. Praise God. Amen. It says, to thee which also ye called in one body, and then it says, and be ye thankful. Now, through my studies in the Word of God, he always, every time he says, when he says allow and accept, he always says and say thank you. Come on.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank
it's you. A reason for it. You heard that worldly song say, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Come on. He said,
yes,
signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, I just need to hear you say thank you. See, we don't understand that when you say thank you, praise God, it seals the deal. Oh, my God.
That is.
It's like saying, God, hey, I know you got this. I'm going to sleep. Come on. When you say
there
thank
you, go.
Lord, have mercy. He has to show up on your behalf when you tell him thank you. Come on. When
thank
Jesus,
you.
When he held up that, I tell you, when he held up that little lunch, come on. What did he say? He said, thank you. Come on. He
thank
blessed.
You.
Come on. He said, thank you. Then he told me, with thanksgiving in my heart. Come on.
Yes.
I will answer
yes.
his court. With praise. Come on. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I will say this
yes.
is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Oh, my God.
And
see,
be glad in it.
It's some serious key words in this scripture, praise God, that would change your whole way of thinking, believing. It will increase your faith walk. Oh, my God. Amen. And set you, praise God, amen, on a whole nother level. See, we have gotten so far away from praising and worshiping God for real.
That's,
you know,
it.
We think,
you're right.
We think if we play a little music and we fall out or something like that, that's worship. No,
that's
worship
it.
Is worship is saying, I accept what God allows, and I'm going to tell him thank you. That's worship.
Thank you.
That's worship.
Thank you.
When you say, Lord, I know this is hard, right? This is, Lord, you know this hard on me right now, but you wouldn't have brought me this far to leave me. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for
thank
the good
you.
Times. I thank you for the bad times. I thank you for
you.
The times I thought I didn't have enough. Come on. I thank you for
thank
the times
you.
That you showed up. Oh, my God. In such peculiar ways to meet the need of my house. My God, hallelujah. The unconventional
hallelujah.
Ways. When you see, he said he'll send folk to you. Glory to God. Amen. They will give
won't
to you out of their bosom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn. One of the biggest things we have to learn as men and women of God is how to be grateful. My God.
Oh, my God. Say it again. Say it again.
Oh, my God. We got to learn.
We complaining right now. We are complaining
oh, yeah.
right now. We complaining when we go to the gas station. We complaining when we go to the grocery store. We're just complaining. We're never saying, Lord, I know it's high. It's a little bit overpriced, but I thank you for being able to obtain it
okay.
and keep it moving.
Come on. My Lord.
I thank you
right
that.
Here.
I ain't missed the meal, Lord. I ain't missed
Ooh,
the meal. I thank
come
you.
On.
I thank you that uh-huh. I'm able to get where I need to go. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. In all things, give thanks.
Come on.
But we don't. We
but
so
you know
busy,
what?
Like you said, worrying and complaining.
And you know what? I'm going to throw this in there because what you're saying, I want to use it for a key. I want to give somebody a key tonight. Amen. And that key is, it's like you said, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about how do you get rid of worry. Good. Ooh, God have mercy. How do you get rid of worry? You replace worry with thanksgiving. Oh, my
come
God.
Come on.
You gave a key. You gave a key tonight, Minister. What do I do to get rid of anxiety? I start thinking it. I tell
come
the story
on.
All the time. I tell the story all the time. I was dating this guy, praise God, amen, and some years ago. And he was a preacher or whatever. And see, we don't like to tell the truth, but I like to tell the truth because hopefully it'll get somebody free. But
come
this
on.
Young man, he come over, eat dinner, you know, and I hadn't seen him, he was, you know, in years, and he showed back up, and he looked the part and everything. And so we went to church and came back and, he said, "Well, I'm gonna go to get something to eat, right?" So I said, "Okay,
mm-hmm.
go ahead." He didn't come back for 3 days.
Mm-mm.
He sold everything that was in the vehicle. He sold all the food stamps on my food stamp card. Can I just be honest?
What?
He took all the money I had made that night out of my purse that God had blessed me with, and So during the time, now I want to help somebody. During the time, because sometimes we think because we say we don't go through nothing. But let me tell you about to go through. So I'm in the living room. It's overwhelming anxiety comes over me to so bad to I had to lay on the floor. I was so full of anxiety and because it wasn't worry, it was anxiety. So it laid me on the floor. It laid me on the floor.
Mm.
And some of y'all may not have ever been here where you don't know what to do. You done been robbed. All your money gone. And you looking at, and you got kids to feed. And you by yourself. Come on.
Mm,
Lord,
come on now.
And so I got to praying in that living room. I pull out my warfare scriptures because the Lord had to show me something. He said, you know why you're on the floor right now? You're on the floor like that because you are allowing. He said, but if you get in my word, oh, my God. He said, but if you get in my word and you pray like I taught you. See, sometimes something that hits you so hard till you forget that you a prayer warrior. So we're here tonight to remind you about the authority that God gave you. See, the enemy want to hit
that
your life so hard
till
you can't pay attention, but you can't worry about that. I got around in that living room, woman of God. I got to praying my warfare scriptures. I got to singing, glory, glory, hallelujah. Come on, since
hallelujah.
I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. Let me tell you something. It wasn't the second day that the van was gone, that my vehicle was gone, that he showed up. It was on that third day. Can I help somebody?
Come
on. God.
One,
on that
two,
third
three.
Day, he look, I look out the window. I'm in the living room. I didn't praise God so much I fell asleep on the floor in the living room. Got up, looked out my window, and I see the van just rolling up slowly. Rolling up slow. Come on here. Hallelujah. And the young man going to tell me, he said, I'm so sorry. I say, don't worry about it. God is forgiving you. Give me my keys. And going on about your business. Come on. Hallelujah.
There it is.
Let me tell you something.
There it is.
Everything he pawned, stole out of my house or whatever, God gave it back to me 100-fold. You have to learn how to trust God. Why? Because life happens. I'm not one of
life
them apostles that tell you, you ain't going to be in a bad relationship or you ain't going to go through nothing or you ain't going to suffer through nothing. You're going to go through something. Why? Because there's evil in the world. The devil is the prince
there
of the
is.
But
yes,
we're here to teach you how to navigate through it through the word of God. Through the word of God. Let's look at 1 Peter 5 and 7. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we praise you tonight. We praise you for this word tonight. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 7 says, and I want y'all to get this in your, 5 and 7 says, I want you to get this in your spirit. I want you, look, some of y'all need to print these scriptures out and put them on the wall in your house, on the front door in your house, wherever you get stressed at. Put these scriptures on the wall. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, I'm going to help somebody right now. Casting, that means throw it. That means get off me.
Say it like the old people say, chunk it.
Chunk it. Casting all your, now, I looked at this scripture, and it didn't say cares, so it's not talking about your individual physical stuff. It's saying the things that you have allowed to get in your heart. Oh, my God. Casting your care. You know, some of us, we'll make sure everybody else doing fine. Come on. We'll carry everybody else cross. Come on. Amen. Before we deal
that's
with our
it.
Own
that's
stuff.
It.
Lord, have mercy.
When you
while
in ministry,
we end up
that's what you do. That's what you do.
Come on. And then you end up wore out and all this. But look at what it say. It say, cast your care upon him. Cast it on him. Let him carry it for you. Some of y'all right now crying over a loved one in jail, crying over a loved one that got to go before the judge, crying over somebody that's in the hospital, crying over somebody that got a bad report from the doctor, crying over somebody that won't do what you want them to do, they won't live the
Come
way
on.
You think they should live. All of this, he said, give that to me. He said, if you give it to me, my God, I will take care of it for you.
Yes.
My God. I said, Lord, I say, why did you, and you would say, why did this have to be written in the Bible? It had to be written because he knew it would be some of us that don't know how to let God have some of this stuff.
That's true.
Let God have, look, say you every time you pray, you ought to say, Lord, I just give this household back to you. Every time you pick up somebody, people that guilt you, people that use you, and let me help you with something. Like Minister said, as people of God, we do carry people's stuff. We will pick up people's stuff. We will bear one another's burdens. The word of God tells us.
Oh, my God.
But he tells us to also operate in wisdom. He also tells us when it gets too hard. He also tells us when it gets too hard, and look what it says, cast them on me.
We think we gotta
carry it ourselves. I gotta do this. I gotta carry it. God made me to carry it. No, he didn't.
He made you to
make her load lighter. But when you take her stuff off of her, I need you to give it to me. And we don't
there
do
it
that.
Is. No.
We don't do that. We sit there and we let it sit on us. See, and that's the trick of the enemy. That's why I tell you, when people call you and tell you what they're going through, yeah, you listen. Let them get it out. See, my God, Lord have mercy.
I'm gonna tell you,
I'm gonna do a teaching on deliverance because a lot of people don't know really what deliverance is. The way the Lord showed me deliverance, He said it's just like a courier packaging. Okay, you gonna mail it out. It's gonna go to the post office. The post office ain't finna keep it. The post office finna what? Deliver it.
Move it on.
I gotta help somebody.
Come on,
they're going to deliver it to who it's supposed to be. Oh, my God.
When it comes to deliverance,
you want God to take some out of you, but you won't even take it to the post office. My God.
Come on now.
Tell
them where the post office is.
Jesus. The post office is the altar. Come on. The post office is the church. He gave us post office everywhere. It's a church on every corner. It's an altar. Come on. But we won't even go to the post office.
Come on. Lord.
Come on. We won't even go to Jesus.
Mm-mm.
He said, give it to me. I will. He said, I got you. And this is how God is looking at us when we carry stuff. He's just standing there with his hands out, and we just keep passing them up. And he's standing there with his hands out saying, give it to me. He's standing there just saying, why does she keep doing that? Give it to me. Give it to me. And he said, I got my hands stretched out. Could you imagine just walking through your house and God's hand is right there just waiting on you to just give him the package? He said, give it to me.
Just putting stuff, just give it to him.
Give me your children. Give me your finances. Give it to me. Give me your job. Give me your career. Give me your business. My God, give me your health. Ooh, because by my son's stripes you are healed. So give it to me. My Lord.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
My Lord. This is good tonight.
This next part of this scripture right after say, casting all your care upon him for he cares for you. It say, be sober. Be vigilant, because what we just talked about it, your adversary is the devil.
Is the devil.
As a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour.
Come on, woman of God, come on. Come on, let's divide this word up tonight. Let's teach this word, amen.
That put all that worry on you.
Come on.
He desires to consume you. He desires to see. We talk about mental illness, and mental illness is very real. But it says, be sober and be vigilant. What does that mean? Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. I don't need no pills. I don't need no potion. All I need is the word of God, because I'm going to vigilantly stay in the word of God, and it's going to keep my mind stayed on Jesus, because I know who's after me. We know what it's all about. We know who's on our heels. So you can't get caught up. Just like you say, we get hold of stuff and we just hold on to it. We don't want to
keep chewing on it.
Many
keep talking
of us
about
desire
it.
To be victims and never victorious.
Yeah, because they always talk about the payout. You get more out of being victim than you do, come on, being delivered.
Come on.
Ooh. So you rather entertain that spirit than to get delivered. Once you delivered, ain't nobody talking to me now. You know, but you better get that spirit in check. That spirit will ruin your life.
It sure will.
Oh, let's go to this next scripture. Next scripture is Isaiah 26:3. Now I want to explore this scripture here because in this scripture it really helps you understand the importance of guarding your ears, guarding what people say to you, guarding your conversation. It says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace." Who is God going to keep in perfect peace? Watch this. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee. See, as we be reading, quoting these scriptures, you got to quote the whole scripture. He said, these are the people I'm going to keep in perfect peace. He says, those whose mind stayed on thee. My God. Because he what? Trust in thee. My Lord. Because he trusts in thee. So and we gotta let me tell y'all something. See that mind, that's why I tell you about the enemy and your mind and keeping your mind stayed in the Lord and keeping the word of God. And sometimes you might not be a reader. I wanna just help somebody right quick. You may not be a reader. You might be a person that loves to listen to music. That means you can listen to the audio book. That means they got apps that will read the word to you. You can play the word of God while you sleep. My God. You can play the word of God in your car. You can play the word of God. We have no excuse for not having the word. Come on, amen.
Yes.
And the word in your household, and I want to help somebody set the atmosphere in your house. The word playing constantly in your household, in your physical house, come on, amen, will guard your house.
Amen.
My Lord. It will safeguard your house. Just like we leave and we leave the TV going. We leave and we might leave the radio playing. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
But try leaving the word of God playing.
Come on,
we got all these electronics. We got all this. Come on, amen. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
you know,
and some last good week, Lord, out there too. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is. We have no excuse now. God, this week, he said, okay, I need you to teach more. I need you to divide up. See, because we're taking people, churches are taking people too fast. You got to make sure people got a foundation. You can't just bring a bunch of people in church and sit them in chairs and say, okay, now you're a member of the church. You got to give them some legs to stand on. They got to know how to resist the devil so he can flee. They got to know what the word of God can do for them to help them, you know, to nurture their relationship with God. They need to know God is. They need to know what the benefit package is for serving God. They need to know that they have a friend in Jesus. But if you're not teaching this, we preach a lot, but we don't teach a lot. You got to teach more than you preach.
You have to, because you have to let people know what they're dealing with.
And
you have
to train their minds.
Yes. You know, like you say, you can come up in church and you can run and you can praise and you can fall out. But then when you get up, you got to know how to hold on to that feeling. You got to know, first of all, what it is that has captivated you. And then you got to know how to hold on to it when you walk out them doors.
Come on now.
So if I don't teach you. Why are you feeling the way? Why are you feeling? Why are you crying? Why are you falling down worshiping God? I got to teach you. I got to tell you.
I got to teach you.
Where it's coming from. Nobody wants to teach you about the Holy Ghost. Nobody wants to teach you about the Holy Spirit. Nobody wants to tell you about the Comforter. Nobody wants to tell you about if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus. We have to teach. Teaching is so important. Jesus taught.
Yeah, come on.
Jesus, most of the time.
And see, that's, we want to know why the church world, I'll say that, is so weak. Why it's
so
weak in the house of God, because you can't preach me saved. You have to teach me. Come on. Because being saved is not a feeling. Come on. It's a decision.
No.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Come on. Because any job I get hired for, they're going to say, now you got to go through training. They're not going to just put you in there and just watch you. They're going to say, this is how we do things. It's a uniform that you got to wear. Oh, my God. I'm going to help somebody today. It's some guidelines. It's some stuff that can get you terminated. It's some stuff that can get you a raise. Come on.
Come on.
Glory to God. It's a certain shoe you got to wear.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Are we casual? Are we business?
Lord have mercy.
Is the customer always right? You got to know, my God, how to be a company person, my God. And it's the same thing, you know. And we have gotten so lax in teaching till nobody knows how to be a Christian. Now it's just do whatever, because it don't matter.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Judgment Day is coming, people of God. Amen. And guess what? It's going to be a lot of blood on some folk hands. It's a lot of things when I was a young minister. Amen. That when I became older in the ministry, God said, now you need to repent for that. You need to repent for that. Because it's called it's a learning thing. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing
the word of truth. Yeah.
But we're not giving people their weapons. We're not giving them their uniform. We're not giving them their handbook. We're not giving them the stuff that they need to be who God has called them to be. My God.
Nothing.
When somebody come in off the street talking about they a preacher, they ain't been saved 2 days, you're not a preacher, baby. We got to get you. We got to tell you we got to teach you who God is. We got to teach you what
is. You got to go through basic training.
You better come on here. Y'all better get ready, because y'all know it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. If I got to do 3 nights on here, it's coming. Let's see. Amen. Let's look. Let's keep it going. We got 5 minutes. We done ate up an hour. Well, we'll do part two next week.
Amen.
This word has been good tonight. I want y'all to make sure that y'all tune in on my YouTube channel, the My Gospel Soul Network, Sunday. Praise God. I'm continuing on with Crusade Month. This is July. We crusade. That means it's about souls. So we're going to be calling sin, and we're going to be working out, praise God, amen, sin in our lives as men and women of God, getting ourselves purified, cleaned up, amen. It's called Heal the Land Crusades. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Okay.
We keep hearing this word humble. This word humble. Oh, Lord. God's instructions.
Yep.
Hear the word of the Lord. Humble.
Amen. So tell us, share the address to your church, Minnesota.
Praise God. God's Family Deliverance Temple, 4112 Victory. Houston, Texas, 77088, where our doors, our hearts, and our arms are always open. come on in. I guarantee you, you will not leave the same way that you came in. We address this thing called worry on Wednesday night at 7 a.m. and Sunday school at 11 and worship at 12. If you got some worry, got some things you need to get rid of, come on by, worship with us. You know, let us get a true Bible-based church, just full of love. We love to have you. Amen.
We love you all. We want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Somebody ought to testify. Ain't that what that song says?
Yes.
Somebody ought to testify.
He's
been so good to you. Tell it all. Amen. We love you. Have a good night, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Amen. Invite somebody to the show. Amen. Just send them the phone number. They can call in from their cell phone. Amen. And we will be posting flyers and sending out text messages so that you can have an easier way to get on the live. Amen. God bless you, and good night.
Amen.